Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It is July 31st. It's the last day of the month. Oh, man, did it fly by. But it's still 2015, and we've got all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at your way in around 5 minutes or so. There's not a whole lot today. As we all know, Windows 10 is now available as a free upgrade if you got Windows 7 or Windows 8.1. And gosh knows, if you got Windows 8.1, you're dying to upgrade. Ah, but with that upgrade is coming all those lovely bugs your way too. However, though, Microsoft is assuring people they're working hard on updates and fixes behind the scenes. Ooh. You actually might see some of those patches already coming into your Windows update box as we speak. There's going to be a big collection of fixes, though, coming in August. Yes, that's not that far away, is it? Called the Service Release 1, or we'll just shorten it to SR1. That's supposedly supposed to fix those issues that some people are experiencing with Windows 10. Now, of course, other than fixing those lovely bugs that always come with a Windows release, Microsoft is also working on the basics of Windows 10, battery life in particular, because from what we've heard, it is absolute crap in Windows 10 so far. Quoting Microsoft, it's not exactly where we need it to be, so see those improvements coming consumers' way soon. So Windows 10 users, yep, have fun shutting down, restarting, yeah, you got a lot of that to come. All right, time for Hacker News Friday. Oh, yeah. Today's security flaw is brought to you by OnStar. Yeah, those of you that have a GM automobile, yeah, you're probably pretty familiar with OnStar. Well, guess what? It can now be hacked. Well, at least according to hacker Sammy Kamkar. I believe that's how you say his name. If I got it wrong, Sammy, please don't hack me. He said he's got a tiny gadget and is claiming it enables the takeover of any GM vehicle with an OnStar system. The gadget, by the way, which he's calling OnStar, allows a hacker to basically do what the OnStar system does. He can locate, he can unlock, and he can start your car using this gadget. There is a little bit of comfort in this hacking, though. In order for it to work, the hacker's got to first place a small wireless device somewhere on the car it wishes to breach. Then, once the vehicle comes within range of the Wi-Fi gadget device, that's when you can take over the car. Also, GM drivers, you might be able to rest a little easier too, because a spokesman for GM says that they have implemented a fix. Quoting, GM product cybersecurity representatives have reviewed the potential vulnerability, and a fix has already been implemented to address the concerns. So I'm sure Kamkar is already working on how to get rid of that fix. The hacking saga never ends. So, you want to know who's accessing your Facebook account without you knowing? Well, Facebook's going to make that a little bit easier for you now. It has announced a new tool called Security Checkup. If you click on that new option, Facebook will run you through several options to help you keep your account safe, and then take you through a whole bunch of instructions. First, you'll have to log out of all your devices you haven't logged into for some time, and there may be even those ones that, oh yeah, I forgot I had that old Android piece of crap that I left my Facebook account logged into. It's then going to prompt you to set up login alerts. Basically, it gives you a notification when someone, could be you, accesses your account from a new device. Yeah, pretty much like Gmail does. Now, if you don't go ahead and do this new feature that Facebook is offering, you're going to be seeing it pop up at the top of your news feed over the next few weeks until you get it done. So it's best you just bow to Zuck for now. Just click the get started and get through the process, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. And finally, see, I told you it was a bit of a short one today. For those of you that actually still care, Angry Birds 2 is coming. Yes, you heard me correctly. There's finally an official sequel to Angry Birds. Of course, we all remember when we got addicted to Angry Birds starting back way in 2009. And it went through Angry Birds Star Wars and Angry Birds Rio. And then after Rio, we just didn't really care anymore. In the new Angry Birds, they're promising a new era of addictive slingshot gameplay. Addictive slingshot gameplay, you say. Kind of sounds like those other three. But anyways, it is worth noting, however, though, that the birds, yeah, they look a little bit different. They look a little bit more pissed off this time than they did in the other three versions. Maybe they should have called this Angrier Birds. So if you've still got an inkling for a little Angry Bird play, they're available now in the Apple App Store and Google Play. Hey, just a way to start the weekend. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website, britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Oh, yes, Friday, we made it. Thank goodness it's here. Can't believe July is, well, it's basically over, isn't it? but at least we got the weekend to recover. And then it'll be August, and we'll be back here on Monday, yeah, on the 3rd, to get you caught up in all the technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. And thank you so much for listening.